option.
It's Cajun style Lebanese, so which brings us to Carlo Broussard, the Cajun apologist.
You're invited, Carlo.
Yeah, come on, Carlo.
Hey, if I was there, I would bring my accordion and chink-a-chink for
y'all.
Oh,
man, we could. Oh, yeah. Well, you've got a book that we have just been really dining upon here. Prepare the Way, Overcoming Obstacles to God. It's a great apologetic work of yours. And we're now at chapter 5, right?
Yep. Yeah, chapter 5, we're preparing the way for truth, right? And so for the past few segments together, we've been, you know, asking the question, does objective truth exist?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we've been responding to relativism, that philosophical worldview that says there is no absolute truth. Truth is relative to what you think or what I think. But let's say our friend says, okay, I acknowledge that there is objective truth out there, but science is the only means by which I'm going to arrive at knowledge of that objective truth.
I've heard that. Mm-hmm. I've heard that.
And so the claim is that scientific knowledge is the only legitimate or real form of knowledge. This is a philosophical worldview known as a scientism, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why this is sort of the battle cry of the new atheism is because if scientific knowledge is the only real form of knowledge, then any other form of knowledge, like religious knowledge, like appealing to God in order to explain the universe, that's not considered real knowledge. That's just figments of the imagination, constructs of the mind, right?
Mm-hmm.
For
that's
example,
not science, so.
That's right. Popular atheist Richard Dawkins in a 2013 Cambridge Union Society debate with Rowan Williams, the former Archbishop of Canterbury, he said that he claimed that the appeal to religion is a betrayal of the intellect, and said that the appeal to God in explaining the universe is a substitute for an explanation, peddles false explanations where real explanations could have been offered. And for Dawkins, those real explanations are scientific explanations. So this is a major obstacle that stands in the way for an unbeliever embracing the truth about God, because here's the problem. Because of the very limitations of science itself being restricted to physical reality, science is not going to be able to detect anything that goes beyond the boundaries of its data source, such as God, the human soul, and angels. So unless our friend is willing to take some other tool out the tool shed instead of science, we're not going to make any progress. So how do we remove this obstacle? So here's we go. Here we go. Here's the strategy. I think we only have time for strategy one here, but here's what we need to do. We need to show that scientism, now remember, scientism is this belief that says scientific knowledge is the only real form of knowledge, right? Okay, we need to show that scientism is self-refuting. And here's how we can do this. We can do this in a couple of ways.
Okay.
First of all, here we go. The belief of scientism itself is not scientific knowledge. And here's how we can manifest this. Yeah, that's why. So let's say, Jeff, let's say you embrace scientism, right? You say scientific knowledge is the only real form of knowledge, right?
Yeah.
So I would simply ask you, okay, with what sense can we observe the truth of this statement? What scientific test did you perform, Jeff, to prove it, right? Now, the absurdity of these questions shows that the truth value of scientism is not subject to scientific inquiry. There's no method of modern science that you can employ in order to arrive at the truth of scientism. So watch this.
Okay.
If science can't verify the truth of scientism, well then, how can scientism be real knowledge? Because according to the principles of scientism, if it's not scientific knowledge, it's not real knowledge.
Right.
Well, I just showed you that scientism itself is not scientific knowledge. And, Jeff, if it's not scientific knowledge, well, then according to your scientism, it's not real knowledge. And I would also ask you, Jeff,
yes?
If it's not real knowledge, well, then why you believe in it?
That's true. Yeah.
So scientism, so notice what the atheist is doing. Inasmuch as he asserts his belief in scientism, he's actually pulling the rug out from underneath his feet. So for all you rock and roll fans, you know, the magic carpet that he's asking us to ride on, he's pulling it out from underneath our feet in as much as we're trying to stand on it. Now, here's another way real quick that it's self-refuting.
Okay.
If I'm running out of time, just cut me off.
You got about 2 minutes.
Okay, here we go. Scientism actually undermines science itself. as a rational form of inquiry. So scientism actually militates against the scientific enterprise, you know, because you would think, oh man, you know, these atheists are trying to promote science, you know, and science is the only form of objective knowledge and this and that. But actually, scientism undermines science. How does it do that? Well, think about this. Consider that science presupposes various assumptions that we have to make in order to even start doing science, right?
Okay.
So, for example, we need to assume that there's actually an external world outside of my mind that I can observe, and that within that world outside of my mind, there are cause-effect patterns, causal regularities, right?
Yes.
A causes B.
Right.
And that my mind is actually able to come to know those causal regularities within the universe. Now, notice I have to assume all of this stuff in order to even begin doing science. But here's the problem for scientism, Jeff.
All right.
Here's the problem. All of these assumptions are not scientific knowledge. These are all philosophical assumptions. These assumptions are not the product of scientific inquiry. And if these assumptions that I have to make in order to begin even doing science are not scientific knowledge, well, then according to scientism, guess what? They're not real knowledge.
Woo!
And if these beliefs are not real knowledge, well, and science rests upon these beliefs, but then how can science itself give us real knowledge? So rather than scientism being the guardian and promoter of science, scientism is actually science's undertaker. And that's not a good thing.
Wow. Well, we're going to have to leave it right there. Get the book, Carlo Broussard, Prepare the Way, Overcoming Obstacles to God, the Gospel, and the Church. CarloBroussard.com. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Carlo with a K. We are out of time, my friend. Thank you. God bless you. We appreciate you.
Hey, thank you, guys. God bless y'all.
Right. You can also get the book at Catholic.com or your local Catholic bookstore.